Today's Monday. Pretty soon, all the things that are going on this week, things happening at the churches, the outdoor concert, the princess pageant on Thursday. And joining us now is the gentleman who is going to be delivering a bit of a speech this morning, talking to the folks at the International Breakfast. And we have with us Coach Ted Ginn, Sr. Good morning. Thanks for stopping in for a moment.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about what brings you here. I know the African-American community is the spotlight community, and you have some, I guess, words for them as well as the rest of us this morning.
Yes, thank you for spotlighting on the African-American people, and they got me as the speaker this morning. So just have a few words to say about our history and where we come from and where we're going.
Now, you do a lot of speaking. Do you kind of plan a lot of different things, or do you already know kind of what you want to talk about, or is it just sort of what you feel at that moment and the people that are here, what it might represent?
Well, I think, you know, I can say some things, you know. I can speak for us from the 50s to the present, so some things to say.
Our Tim Alcorn is with us as well, and Tim, have you caught up with Coach Ginn before?
I never have. I was telling Ted down the hallway earlier, a real honor for me to meet him. Of course, we are so immersed in the high school sports scene on the west side of Cleveland, but I've never had the opportunity to meet Coach, so a real honor to sit here and chat with you, Coach. How much of your sports background, I heard Bruce ask you about what sort of topics you bring to your conversations when you speak to a group, how much of your coaching, how much of your sports background do you bring to an event like today?
Well, I probably wouldn't bring too much of the sports background. I probably bring more of where I came from and just my core values of life that I use through sports. But basically, you know, probably where I came from, being from the South, and the core values that I use in my school and different things like that, you know, and trying to build people and make a difference and leave an impact.
So often when I talk to coaches here in Lorain County and across the different conferences and so forth, they talk about how sports, football in your case, can teach life lessons. Talk a little bit about that with your background, the life lessons that a football coach can bring to a young man.
Well, no question. I probably wouldn't be partly who I am if it wasn't for sports. You know, with a coach that took me up under his wing when I was young, you know, and just started teaching me core values and life lessons when I was young. And it just stuck with me, you know, and I use those same values in sports today.
Coach, what is this giant piece of jewelry I'm almost going to get hit with as you're referencing with your hand here on your finger?
This was the state championship 2014 state championship for track and field at Glenville. We won the state title.
That's a very
How about this upcoming football season? What do you think?
Well, you know, before we put the pads on, you look like you always prepared to beat the Cleveland Browns, but you never know until that time comes. You know, we got quite a few kids out, but you know, every year, every team has its own character. So you never know until you put it together.
But it's not always what you're putting on the outside. It's what's going to determine how your team is going to go.
Oh, actually, you're absolutely right. Matter of fact, I just came off a camp tour. I was in Montgomery, Alabama, Cincinnati, Ohio State, Ohio University. And I took them to Montgomery because I wanted them to know how we got here and some of the things that's going on. So I took a camp tour of Montgomery of the Freedom Riders and all the different things that was going on back then with Martin Luther King, took them by their house. I did a lot of that with the team this year, you know, and that's part of building character and building family type atmosphere with the team. So that's more important than the X's and O's to me.
Coach, WEOL is very proud to be an Ohio State Buckeye affiliate station. We carry Ohio State. Of course, your son had a remarkable career at Ohio State. Just talk a little bit about the Buckeyes, your connection. You've had several players go to Ohio State. They're coming off a national championship season. Urban Meyer doing an incredible job down there. Yes. Your thoughts on Ohio State football?
Well, you know, I think that the pressure is on Ohio State now. I can't see why they can't repeat what they did last year. But, you know, Ohio State is Ohio State. You know, everybody is prouder of being a Buckeye. Over the years, we have had the opportunity to send a few kids there to have done some great things for Ohio. And that's what it's all about. It's all about the kids that I deal with and to go into places like Ohio State and try to make a difference and show where you came from and support your state and your university. So, you know, we're real proud of that, you know, coming from Glenville.
So who's going to be the starting quarterback, Coach?
Ooh, that's Urban Meyer's problem.
Well, that's a tough choice.
Yeah, I think we can leave it at
He's
that.
He's got some great options, I think.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't mind having that problem. Yeah,
yeah. Our guest today this morning at the International Breakfast is their spotlight speaker. It is Coach Ted Ginn Sr., and they've presented me with the ticket so you can get in. It's amazing that you'll need to get in. There's your ticket with your name on it. So that they know you're one of the few that can get in and enjoy the breakfast this morning. Coach, thanks for stopping in and sharing a little bit.
Yeah,
and we look forward
for
to hearing some of the words that you'll have this morning to the folks here at the Lorain International Breakfast.